This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. And joining us today, it is Joanna McVeigh from McVeigh Cations. Great name. Joanna, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is great to have you, and we're speaking to you today from, you are speaking to us, I should say, from Glacier National Park, which is one of the most beautiful places, special places in the whole country.
And it is.
We know that it's folks just absolutely love it there. And how long have you been there now? You staying there for a little bit?
Yeah, we've been here, I think, about a week so far, and we have about another week to go, so.
Great. And yeah. I know that traveling.
Time, though.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said it's been rainy most of the time, so we haven't gotten to explore as much as we wanted to.
Yeah, I'm looking out the window there behind you, and it's a little breezy. I see that the trees moving around a little bit. So... how the kids liking it? They must love it there.
Yeah, they do. One of our favorite activities is hiking, of course. So they have some beautiful trails here. And then at our campground, they ride their bikes and play on the playground and all that stuff. So
that's wonderful. Terrific. Yeah, it is. We hear so much about it, and it's definitely on our, my personal bucket list is to get up there and check that out. That would be great. Traveling the USA, that's your thing. You guys go all over the place. Where were you before you got to Glacier?
We were in Missoula for a little bit of a stopover, but before that we were in Yellowstone for a couple weeks.
Ah, okay, great. So it's, you've doing a few of the national parks. Mm-hmm. And it's a great education for the kids, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They're homeschooled, of course. So, getting out in nature and seeing all these things that America has to offer is awesome for them.
Yeah. We often say this on the show. I think we say it all the time. There's a young family on is that textbooks are great, but getting out there and actually seeing all these wonderful places, not only from a nature and culture standpoint, but historically as well, nothing better.
Exactly. Yep.
Pretty
That's
exciting.
What we're hoping for.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. So mom and dad are doing a great job for the kids there, giving them firsthand, not only are they reading about history, but they're experiencing it in person. Terrific. Wonderful. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll find out about where you're going after this and also learn about what you're riding around in. It looks awful homey. I'll tell you that. It looks absolutely terrific. So we'll be back in just a moment. My guest is Joanna McVeigh from McVeigh Cations, and we'll return right after these words. Stay tuned.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know: advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit theRVAdvisor.com.
We are back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guest is Joanna McVeigh from McVeigh Cations. You know, Joanna, I'm looking on your Instagram page, where, by the way, it's over 12,500 followers, which is just fantastic. Got a lot of fans out there. Just great pictures. I mean, you could scroll through here and just get lost in these. Some wonderful shots of you with, not only with you with a family, but these amazing spots that your guys are horseback riding, I see, and hiking. And I think I see some bison there, buffalo. The Grand Tetons, man alive. I mean, that just looks like a blast. it seems like you guys really are having a good time.
Yeah, it's been amazing so far.
Yeah. Yeah. And so right up now that you're at Glacier, you're off next week to a new location, which includes one of the great American, Americana sites and historical sites. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so first we'll be heading to the Lewis and Clark Caverns just for a quick stopover. And then we're ultimately hoping to be in Mount Rushmore for the 4th of July. So
excited about that. So my guess is that they'll light up the founding fathers, and then they'll have fireworks above that, right?
That's what I'm hoping for. We haven't ever been there during that time, so I hope it's a good show.
Wow, what a place to see, what a place to spend 4th of July and see fireworks, with that as your backdrop. I mean, wow, that's pretty cool. That'll be something the four of you will remember.
Yeah,
not just the kids, right? That.
Yeah, I don't know if we can top that next year, so.
Yeah, boy, starting at the top. That's pretty cool. I like that. Let's hear a little bit about what you live in and ride around in and head, the entire country in.
Yeah, this is a Grand Design Momentum 397 toy hauler. Uh-huh. And as you can see, I'm in the garage section right now, but we renovated it to be our master bedroom. So our bed is actually above us, and that comes at night. Right. And then we have a little office set up here for during the day.
Wow. Well, that's pretty darn nice. I like that. And it looks very spacious from our perspective right here.
And, it is.
Yeah. And now when you guys travel, do you find that you do a lot of cooking on board there, or do you go out to places, or what do you do?
I mostly cook at home. We eat out maybe once a week. And by eating out, it's probably pizza or something. We try to have a set schedule of like what we have each night. And then Fridays, which is tonight, is actually our pizza night. So
pizza night. So we're getting close. Well, let's see. You guys are at mountain time. So it's as we're recording this, it's just a little after 4:30. So probably the hunger pangs are just starting about right around now, thinking about that pizza. Now, where you guys are, do you guys get it delivered to you, or do you go out for it?
I think there's a Domino's maybe 20 minutes away.
So there's always a Domino's 20 minutes away. I mean, it's no matter where you are, there always seems to be a Domino's.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure my husband pick that up for us.
there you go. Well, that's pretty cool. Now let me ask you, in terms of long term, do you look ahead and say, here's a list of four or five different places we want to visit over the course of the next couple months, or do you kind of just somewhat play it by ear?
We definitely do not play it by ear. My husband is very much a planner, and he has planned almost the next year and a half out for us so far.
Oh, wow. Oh man, really?
Yeah,
I know. That's thinking ahead. I'll tell you, that is planning. Well, so does he do something for a career that requires a lot of planning? Is this like an inherent thing with him? Is it something he's... builds into his career in some way?
I wouldn't say so. He's just enjoys that aspect of our travels. And he likes seeing, researching the different campgrounds and reading all the reviews and just figuring out where we want to go at what time of year. And so, I don't know. I mean, especially with Florida, you kind of have to book that in advance if you want to be there for the winter time. And
I can vouch for that, as that's where we are. We live here in South Florida for the last 25 years now, even though the backdrop is Salt Lake City. We were in South Florida, and I could tell you that the population increases dramatically in the wintertime.
Oh, I'm sure.
The snowbirds are down, and it definitely traffic gets a a little unbearable at times, but well, let me ask you, when you do plan these things, do you find that in most cases things kind of work out pretty much as expected, or have you had a lot of curves thrown your way?
So far it's been pretty par for the course. We did have to make a little bit of a pivot when it was still quite wintry in the Tetons and Yosemite for the time we wanted to go there. Yeah. And then it did snow a little bit while we were there, but it seems the snow is following us instead of the warmth. So, but I mean, just small variations, but so far we're pretty much sticking to the plan that we've had.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, it's funny because we do get both types of people on where, you know, we have the planners like yourself. And then we have folks that just, you know, seem to just let the wheel, you know, just deter, you know, we'll just go where the road takes us.
Yeah.
And you know, neither one is, you know, right or wrong. It's just what people prefer. And I know that I think if it was me, I'd probably be a little more of a planner. I think I'm a little too, I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that I wasn't a very good Boy Scout. You know, I wasn't always prepared. You know, so I don't trust myself.
Yeah, well, we had never camped before starting this, so we kind of wanted to have a, you know, plan and have places with full hookups and everything, just because we were still kind of unsure when we started, like how it was going to work and everything like that. But yeah. I mean, we're okay now. It's just, we just like to plan it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's pretty cool. And full disclosure, I never got as far as Boy Scouts. They said, you know, Cub Scouts, we're done with you. You know, that we've had just about enough, you know, sure. But anyway, well, listen, this has been a lot of fun. We'd love to have you back on again. And, you know, when you maybe we'd love to hear how that fireworks display on the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore went. That's got to be something to behold.
I'm sure we'll have lots of photos and videos on our Instagram about that.
Well, yeah, by all means, folks, check it out. Go and check them out on Instagram, McVacations, McVay, McVey, and then Cations, like in vacation, Cations, and that's at Instagram, McVacations, and boy, where do you see the pictures? Trust me, I'm not overselling this. These are some cool pictures. So, well, listen, Joanna, thank you so much. Best to your family and safe travels. And we'll have you on again down the line here later, maybe later in the summer, and hear about all the cool places you've gotten to.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much.
My guest, Joanna McVey from McVacations. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment. Stay tuned.
The rights of the RV enthusiast are important. That's why the RV Advisor has built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with advice you can trust. Visit thervadvisor.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. Just want to remind you, rvaca.org, rvaca.org. That's the place to go for any information that helps you, the RV consumer. We are soon to be your voice in Washington. If you haven't registered your unit there, please do. rvaca.org. Thank you so much for watching and listening to the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Did you enjoy this video? Be sure to like, comment, and share, and hit the bell icon, remember, ding, ding, so that you're notified when new videos are uploaded. As always, don't forget to subscribe.